You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Okay, this is exactly how we're going to do it. All right, it's the 5 o'clock hour. It's Friday. Let's get stupid, because I do want to go back to the Anthony Slater thing, because I think it's interesting. But at the same time, we're not going to take phone calls on the Warriors right now, because what we are going to do is line up the lines right now if you would like one of the 6 open slots in our Just for Fun Round 1 only fantasy mock draft. And this isn't even for 95.7 The Game. This is just our show. This is just for fun. This is a little practice run, because some of us, self-included, have a draft coming up this weekend. But we are only 4 people. Me, Dibs, Grandy, Lucas. We want to do a top 10. That leaves 6 open slots. Call right now, and you can have one of the slots. And when it comes to your turn, we'll go to you live on air. You'll make the selection, and then we will go from there. Okay, so 888-957-9570. I'll even tell you exactly where you're going to end up or what's available in this draft. Okay, picks number 10, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2. All of them are available. And we will slot you into those based on when you call in. 888-957-9570 is the number. Woo, look at those. Release the hounds. Look at those, lights them up. Everybody get in. You'll need to stay on hold and wait for your pick. And we will do the fantasy round 1 mock coming up in a handful of minutes right here on Willie and Dibby on a Friday at 5.
And I love this bit for a number of reasons. One, it's going to give us all a little bit of a window into what people are thinking draft-wise, but more importantly, Lucas has to work. Lucas is back there screening calls. He's got to take them, and he's slotting them in. So if you hear your phone ringing, be patient. Lucas will get to you, and right now we already have pick number 4 has been slotted to a caller, and so, yeah, we can filibuster for a few more, and then we'll be ready to roll with this draft.
No doubt, no doubt. So everybody who's getting through, talk to Lucas, and then hang tight. Those of you, if the phone is ringing, there's a lot of people calling, so just stay there and let it ring, and Luke is going to get to you, okay? But we're going to then perform about 5:15, 5:20. We'll start doing the picks. And again, yes, your boy has the first overall pick.
Of course.
I'm grinding hard right now on who I'm going to take. Grinding hard.
Well, Aaron Schatz, I think, made a great point about why Jamar Chase should be the number one.
Well,
because the gap between Jamar Chase and what he called the baseline receiver, it's a bigger gap than taking, for example, Bijan Robinson or Saquon Barkley, whoever you like at running back, the difference between the top running back and the baseline is smaller than the difference between Chase and the wide receiver.
Well, and I want, like, also, because, like, if you're one of these people that's super into this and you're like, okay, is it a PPR or a half PPR or super flex? We'll go PPR,
yep.
Standard scoring, regular rules, all of that stuff, okay? So I'm actually downloading right now ESPN's PPR Top 300.
Okay.
And I am looking at my options right now from Jamar Chase to Bijan Robinson to Justin Jefferson, Barkley, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Christian McCaffrey,
mm-hmm.
Puka Nacua.
Sure.
These are my options.
Crush, Ricky Pearsall.
Ricky Pearsall
will be available.
Might take him number one overall.
You won't.
All right. So keep coming. 888-957-9570. Actually, it looks like we've got, and we do still have a spot open, at least one. So keep calling. 888-957-9570. That's the number. And we will do our fantasy top 10 mock draft, Willie and Dibby just for fun round. Coming up here in just a few minutes.
And I was just looking at the Aaron Schatz FTN almanac that he was talking about. And the 49er chapter at FTN Fantasy / Almanac, the Niner chapter is free. And I was poking through some of the data from last year. And the special teams, according to Aaron Schatz, was ranked number 31. And I know that we, with our eye test, could have probably said, no Schatz, Sherlock, because we kind of saw it ourselves. Thank you. But
I really enjoyed that.
Appreciate that one.
I was only like, I was 87% listening to you, yep. And that got me. Okay. That hit me in my muscle. That
That's
was
good.
Very funny.
And Grandy wasn't paying attention either, so he couldn't even think about dumping it.
Anyway,
but
go ahead.
And we all saw that they were a bad special teams, but when you look at the DVOA, the numbers, the advanced analytics, they prove it out by ranking them 31st.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there you have it.
Absolutely. I don't know about you, but the Schatz conversation made me even more optimistic.
Absolutely.
I'm having a super optimistic this year Niners Day. Just a gut feeling.
I am too. And
just a gut feeling.
Kind of a bounce back from previous days, such as Bucky Brooks saying, the Rams.
Rams, dummies.
And then yesterday it was, who said Arizona was their pick?
Kirk Morrison.
Thank you, Kirk Morrison. He's like, Arizona. So all those past couple days had me feeling the same kind of way, like maybe I'm overestimating the Niners. And then, you know, the numbers, the Niners were the best bad team in the history of DVOA.
Apparently.
And that was with an injured Ayuk and an injured McCaffrey. And I know Brandon won't be here this year for a while, but if McCaffrey's healthy and you're coming off of that kind of a baseline year and this schedule, I'm back in. All in on the Niners.
It's got potential. Let's put it that way. It's just like the Niners are the Jonathan Kuminga of the NFL. They've got such potential. You want to just do it now? You want to do it right now?
Let's do it now.
Randy, do you have all kinds of musical interludes that you can mess around with to do this here? If we're going to do a fantasy top 10 mock draft. I mean, I figure we're going to need some,
Do you want just NFL primetime? Do you want NFL on?
Well, and then what about when like it's, you know, the pick is in?
I can hit the pick is in sound every time.
Okay. Yeah. Do whatever you want.
All right.
I trust you. What do you like? All right. That's a good underlay. And then when the pick is in, what will that sound like? Okay, so once again,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Welcome to the Willie and Dibby, just for fun, round one only, top 10 fantasy mock draft.
A little wordy in the title, but I like it.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I like it.
That's okay. So again, pick number one is going to belong to me.
Of course.
Pick number two is going to be Taz in Pacifica. Pick number three, Scott in Fairfield. Pick number four, Lucky in the City. Pick number five, Patrick on Highway 1. Pick number six, Dipper Claus. Pick number seven, Baker Brian in Palo Alto. Brian in Palo Alto? Baker Bryant in Palo Alto? Well, we'll find out. Anyway, pick number 8, Mark Grandy.
Boo!
Hey!
Pick number 9, Lucas, Director of Sports.
Grandy's already trying to cheat.
And
he's got his computer tilted entirely sideways, so I can't see what sheet he's working
off
of.
Not falling for this again.
And pick number 10 belongs to John in San Jose. All right. I have all kinds of thoughts about what I could or should do.
And Willard is on the clock.
Seriously.
With the number 1. Do I get all 5 minutes? I'll filibuster the hell out of this sucker. You know I will.
Not you.
You all shut up.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
No, I figure here's where I'm going to go with this, because there are a lot of different options, and I could get philosophical, but I largely just want to, as the first overall pick, get out of the way and not do something that's weird. I'm not going to, because then it messes everybody up. So go ahead, Grandy. Hit the thingamabobber.
The pick is in?
The pick is in. And this is what you have to do when your pick is in. With the first pick in the Willie and Dibby, just for fun, fantasy round 1 mock draft.
God.
Mark Willard selects Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver, Cincinnati Bengals. Ja'Marr Chase is off the board, and now we go out to Pacifica, live to the Pacific Ocean, where Taz is standing by with the number 2 pick in hand. Taz, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you, Wilson and Dibbs. Hey, Dibbs, happy birthday to you. Many happy returns, sir, on your natal day. I know you know how to do it right. Pork chops are yummy.
Thank you.
Second pick,
yes, they are.
And the Willie
Taz, you're coming in hot.
Wait,
yeah.
Is the pick in?
Do you have your selection ready to roll?
I do.
Okay,
there's no more prevarication on my part.
You know what that would be?
Long-time listener.
Okay. Taz is
ready. Get ready.
Grandy's got to hit the thingamabob, so you just got to let us know that you're ready, and then Grandy's going to do the thingamabob, okay?
Do it.
Taz, take it away.
With a second pick, the Fog select Justin Jefferson,
wow.
Wide receiver, Minnesota.
Okay,
right,
Justin
Taz.
Jefferson is off the board. Taz, you're a ton of fun. Enjoy the Pacific Ocean. Thank you very much. So Ja'Marr Chase is gone.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson is gone.
Yeah.
And now,
as you get ready to make your pick, opening remarks are great. Just let us know that the pick is in.
Yeah.
We'll play the chime, and then you go from there.
All right. And so now with the third pick, we go live to Scott in Fairfield. Scott, thank you for calling. How are you this evening?
Thank you for having me, fellas. I'm doing fantastic. Football season is approaching, and I'm excited. This is going to be like mock draft 1006 for me.
I love it.
Rock and roll.
Love it. Scott, I bet. Are you up at 1 in the morning in bed doing mock drafts on your phone?
100%.
That's my guy. This is our target audience. Thank you for being with us. Again, this is the Willie and Dibby round 1 fantasy top 10 just for fun mock draft. Woo. We have arrived at pick number 3. Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson are both off of the board. Scott, is your pick ready?
My pick is in, fellas.
Okay. Take it away, Scott.
All right. With the third pick in this fantasy draft of 2025, Scott from Fairfield is going to go ahead and pick Bijan Robinson. Welcome to the team, son.
You got a dog, sir. You got a dog. Scott in Fairfield is going to take, whether it's Bijan or Bijan, both of them work. The Falcons running back is off of the board.
First running back off the board.
Yes,
two receivers and now a running back. And, you know, not too many surprises. Jefferson might have been a reach at 2, but we'll find out on the other side here, Mark. I like the pick.
Oh, it's a little chalky. Those were the top 3 in the ESPN top 100. Yes, Bijan 2, Justin 3. They flip-flop, whatever.
I got Jefferson at 5 on the Fantasy Pros.
Oh, Fantasy Pros.
The average, the ADP, average draft position.
Okay, all right. But
not
but
the
anyway.
Fantasy Amateurs.
Yep, no.
The Fantasy Pros.
Go to fantasyamateurs.com and see what comes up.
Yeah, Pearsall went number 2.
Actually, you might get fired if you do that.
Hey.
I'm going to go to fantasyamateurs.com. What do we
Let's move on.
All right.
All right.
Pick number 4 is owned by Lucky in the City. Lucky, thank you for joining the show. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Willard, and happy Leo Day to my man, Diz.
Thank you, Lucky. Appreciate it. Yep, Leo season, am I right?
Yeah, of course. You know, and I'm kind of flip-flopping with my pick, man, kind of like your boy Spadoni when I leave him in the dust. So I think I got it, though.
Let's okay. All right.
Is the pick in, Lucky?
The pick is ready, Lucky?
The pick is in. Let's go.
Proud of our fan base for following direction so far.
Great.
This
yeah.
is going very well. Jamar Chase is gone. Justin Jefferson is gone. Bijan Robinson is gone. Lucky, what say you?
Lucky from the City. In the 4th round pick, I select Ricky!
Ricky. Does he have a last
Pearsall.
Name? Ricky Pearsall is off of the board. We have got our first wild development in the fantasy football just for fun. Willie and Dibby mock round 1. Ricky Pearsall, Lucky, that's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing, Willard, and I'm sticking to it. Let's go, Rick.
Let's go, Rick.
Okay, Lucky, you're a man of conviction. Yeah. I love that.
I feel like he might have been available in later rounds, Mark, but you know, ultimately, if you like the player and you got one shot,
well, to Lucky,
shout out Eminem.
To Lucky's point, having him available in a round that doesn't exist doesn't help you.
It's a great point.
So I like the pick because know that I like the player.
And also, you've always been a fan of shoot your shot. It's all you got.
It's all you got.
One round is literally all he's got.
Okay, so Ricky Pearsall is off of the board at number 4 in our draft. We now go out to Highway 1, which has been crushing it so far this hour, and say hi to Patrick, who owns pick number 5. Patrick can only be shocked to know that Pearsall jumped ahead of some of the people he might have been thinking about. Hello, Patrick.
He stole my pick.
No, he didn't. All right, Patrick, welcome to the show, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Is your pick ready to roll?
The pick is in.
All right, with Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Bijan Robinson, and Ricky Pearsall off of the board. Patrick, the floor is yours.
With the 5th pick in the Willie and Dibby 25 draft, the pick is another 49er, Christian McCaffrey.
Christian All McCaffrey, right. There it is. Patrick, you're feeling faithful with regard to his health, huh?
I'm hoping he stays healthy so we have a good season.
Ain't that the truth. Patrick, thank you very much for calling. All right, so Pearsall and McCaffrey are off the board in the top 5 to go with Chase, Jefferson, and Robinson, which has to really surprise my partner and the birthday boy, Dan Dibley, who is standing by with pick number 6, no doubt with options that he didn't think he would have. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Mark, and all of you out there in Mock Draft America, and I'm excited at the opportunity to choose between two of the best players that could possibly be available, one of whom I've been openly skeptical about, another of whom I absolutely love in this upcoming year, and having to choose between these two, I didn't think that either would be available, but now I get to pick between children. And as all of you know who have multiple kids, you do have a favorite. And if you lie to your friends that you don't, you're just lying.
You have a favorite, but it changes every day.
That can be true.
Yeah.
And, you know, depending on what my almost 3-year-old does with her movements, she rises or falls in the rankings, but that's for another show. The pick is in, Grandy.
Okay.
With a 6th pick in the Willie and Dibby 2025 first round only mock draft, Dibberclaws selects Jahmyr Gibbs,
yep.
Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I knew that's what you were going to do. And it's a phenomenal pick.
Well, I mean, Saquon is so tempting, but I don't want to have faith in a guy coming off of that kind of a year. He's got to be in line for a regression.
So the second half of our first round mock, because again, we're only doing 10 picks, not 12. The second half is underway, and it starts with Jahmyr Gibbs. And shockingly, with only four picks to go, the likes of Saquon Barkley, CeeDee Lamb, Puka Nacua, Malik Nabers, and many more remain available. So let's find out what happens next. Off we go to Palo Alto, where Baker Bryan will join us live. Hello, Baker Bryan.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Divvy Claus. It's a celebration sensation.
That's a bus, Baker. Thank you.
Celebration sensation, but also at the same time, Baker Bryan, this whole thing's going to go south. A new rule has just been launched. If your phone screws up, you lose your pick. You lose your pick, and then we're going to jump you. So Baker Bryan, it was a little wobbly there, but we're going to keep faith. Is your pick ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right, Baker Bryan, your turn.
With the seventh pick in the Willie and Divvy fantasy mock draft, Baker Bryan selects Derrick Henry.
Oh, the uptick, Baker Bryan. Oh,
Baker Bryan going with Derrick Henry, easily the oldest player who has been selected so far in the draft, Baker Bryan.
Baker Bryan, I love the pick. I love the player. I had him last year, and he's so fun to watch because you just know he's getting 22 totes, and he'll probably get $107. It's just a question of whether or not he gets in the end zone or that TD hog Lamar Jackson takes them all.
All right. The Willie and Dibby just for fun fantasy round one only mock draft is firing through the picks. We have arrived through seven picks. Jamar Chase, Bijan Robinson, Justin Jefferson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Derrick Henry, Christian McCaffrey, and Ricky Pearsall are all off of the board, but three picks to go. And as we arrive at pick number eight, we go live to the other room where Mark Grandy is standing by and on the clock.
I feel like this draft just fell right in my lap, guys. Never it's in exciting. My wildest dreams did I expect this guy to be available at number eight overall. The pick is in. With the eighth pick in the 2025 Willie and Dibby mock draft, first round only, Grandy selects CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver, Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb.
That is not, with your excitement on your face, that is not what I thought you were going to do.
Me too.
I definitely was thinking that Saquon Barkley was about to fly off of the board.
Now your
somehow,
name is Jess Kwan.
Yes, he is my ambassador of Saquon. Mm. He is still on the board. Mark Grandy takes CeeDee Lamb, and we fire right across the room to pick number nine, which is owned by director of sports, Lucas Alexander.
I bet you he takes Brankin Pagemski.
Is he available?
He's available.
He's available.
Wow, that's actually... I didn't have him on my big board.
Pazemski.
All right, Lucas.
Pick is in.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
No filibuster.
No. To it. I sprinted to the podium.
And?
I don't know how Grandy left him available to nine overall. After a historic season last year, I don't know. Even if he falls off a little bit, he'll still be an amazing fantasy asset. In the number nine overall, the number nine overall pick in the Willie and Dibby mock draft 2025 first round only.
Uh-huh.
Lucas selects Saquon Barkley, running back, Philadelphia Eagles.
Saquon Barkley, running back, Philadelphia Eagles, off the board at number nine. Okay, so just to recap, Willie and Dibby, just for fun, fantasy round one only mock draft, just 10 picks. Jamar Chase, Bijan Robinson, Justin Jefferson, Saquon Barkley, Jahmyr Gibbs, CeeDee Lamb, Christian McCaffrey, Ricky Pearsall, all off of the board. Now, that leaves us with one. And pick number 10 is owned by John in San Jose, who we welcome to the show now live. Hello, John. How are you?
Doing good. How are you, Willie and Dibby?
Yeah, John.
We are fantastic. How you feeling on this Friday night? You're about to bring this whole thing to a dramatic conclusion.
Well, I'm gonna make it exciting here and go with the 10th pick.
You need, first thing you need to do is let Granny know that your pick is in. Is your pick ready to go?
My pick is in.
Okay.
Oh, John, thank you. It's better.
My gosh, the commissioner didn't even know that he was supposed to walk to the podium. But now, John, now the floor is yours.
All right, with the 10th pick of the Willie and Dibby mock draft for fun only, the 10th pick goes to Ashton Gentile with the Raiders. Let's go, Raiders!
Yeah, you know what, John? John, you had those vibes all over you with the excitement that you had. I was like, he's going to take Ashton Gentile.
Yep.
He certainly is. All right, John, you got your Raider.
I like the pick, actually. He's a very interesting one, and I do think that if he doesn't go top 10 in our 14-team cockamamie league, he'll go in the top 14, I bet.
I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, people are always kind of wooed by the unknown, the rookie running backs. Can you find the rookie to pop, whatnot? Ashton Ginty is off of the board. So somehow we got through the top 10. Puka Nacua, Malik Nabers.
Yep. Amon
Ross St. Brown, maybe a little Achan, maybe a Nico Collins, a Brian Thomas. Those all remain on the board. But there it is, ladies and gentlemen, to wet your whistle and help you prepare. There is our Willie and Dibby, just for fun, round one fantasy mock draft.
Six running backs and four wide receivers among the top 10. And, you know, that's with Ricky Pierce all thrown in. I think that's the first and last time that he'll be taken in the first round of a fantasy draft. I don't know if that's going to happen anywhere else unless there's a league of nine-year-olds in Santa Clara that are going to have a league. I'm taking Juwan Jennings, Dad. But, yeah, good for Ricky. He goes number four overall.
Our little guys have – there's a draft. I actually should announce this. Yeah, the 11-year-olds, the sixth graders, they have a fantasy draft. They did it for the first time last year. And of course,
I remember you got pizza.
Yeah, and your boy is the one with the big mouth, as you know. And I said to everybody at that draft last year – y'all know where this is heading, right? Like next year, as soon as the kids are done, the dads need to have one. And apparently that stuck. Your boy just accepted the invite into league number five.
League number five.
League number five. Is
I wish
now,
I knew how to quit you fantasy leagues.
God, it's unbelievable. Anyway, that was a whole lot of fun.
Number five.
While it was happening, we did have some breaking news. You want to go ahead and hit it? Hit the thingamabob. Let's do it.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
All right. With the San Francisco Giants, it is official that Matt Chapman has been placed on the 10-day injured list, retroactive to August 13th, a couple of days ago, with right hand inflammation. And Dibs, you know what that is.
It's an inflammation sensation.
It is, and this is... this is spillover from the injury that he had earlier in the year, and it never really was fully healed or feeling good. So Chap goes on to the injured list. Landon Roop is activated and will be the starting pitcher for tonight's game, Giants against the Tampa Bay Rays. And there is one other transaction with the Giants as well. Reliever Ryan Walker has been placed on the paternity list, and right-handed pitcher Keaton Wynn has been recalled from AAA Sacramento. Wynn up, Walker out temporarily, Chapman to the injured list, Landon Roop back in the rotation.
All right, there you have it. Your moves for a team that, you know, they need to go on a little bit of a heater here, Mark, to get back in this thing.
Stop. Stop it. Stop it.
I did. I stopped.
I don't want to talk about it.
You just spent 3 minutes running through transactions, so
yeah,
you do want to talk about
transactions.
It.
Transactions. That's not standings. Those are two different things.
Right. And if they can, I mean, you know, the math is there.
Oh, stop.
The math is there.
They're not there.
And now a game with the last name, a guy with the last name Wynn is on the team. So maybe that'll help him.
Man, we're one letter away from having both win and loss on the team. If Christian could just remove the K from his last name, we could have win and loss. That's the kind of stuff I'm looking for with the remainder of the Giants season.
A real 500 team, am I right?
Thanks, totally. Lucas. Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, they're going to have to sweep the Rays, actually, if they want to be a 500 team, unfortunately. They're three under.
Just while we're in this space, according to FanGraphs, what do you think their playoff percentage chance actually is, according to FanGraphs, guys? We go around the room here. Closest to it wins. You can go over.
I say 3.4%.
Grandy?
I'll go 4.7%.
Lucas?
Higher.
That, just maybe say 4.8.
Different game, sorry.
4.8.
6.9%.
No, you're so high. 3.7 is the answer. Mark Willard, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a W, Lucas. Wookus, that's a W.
What about their percentage chance to win the division? Plus or minus .000001.
Higher.
I'll go plus that.
They have no chance.
They're not mathematically eliminated.
No, but FanGraphs has them listed as 0.0.
Yeah, 0.0.
Win the World Series is 0.1. So you're saying there's a chance.
Okay, so out of the wild card.
Well,
they got a better chance to win the World Series than to win the division?
That's what this is saying.
That's kind of funny.
Well, that makes sense because they're 10 out with, 41 to go. So there you have that. Yeah. But, I mean, we could get into some higher lower coming up if you want.
Do I do it right now?
We only have like 6 minutes, so I'd probably have enough time.
You want to do it in the...
We can wrap it up with that if you're interested. I mean, that was fun. We're kind of having a good old time here in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Unless you want to hammer home some more Kuminga.
I do, but
spoiler alert, the two sides are still at odds.
Yeah, okay. So this is what Slate said on ESPN. Thanks, Slate, on NBA Today.
People can question whether Jonathan Kuminga will willingly not take $14 million more, and take the 2-year $45 million deal. But you talk to people around him, and he's pretty dug in. Like, if this is going to be the best offer, if 2 for $45 with the team option is going to be the best offer, he will see them in training camp on a $7.9 million expiring qualifying offer, which includes a no-trade clause, because he wants either to be viewed as more of a building block, or he wants his freedom, his control of his future. And the qualifying offer, while less money, gives him control of his future.
All right. Hope everybody understands what Slates is saying there, basically, is that Jonathan Kuminga and his camp are very firmly telling people this Warrior 2-year, $45 million offer with the Warriors controlling the second year is less attractive to them than just playing on the qualifying offer, which would be $7.9 million for 1 year, but it would also allow Jonathan to essentially have a no-trade clause and freedom, unrestricted free agency, at the end of the year. Here's what I want to ask you, because both sides right now are very clearly putting something out to the public, and both points are a little bit surprising. Because guys don't usually take the qualifying offer. It's leaving tons of millions of dollars, guaranteed millions of dollars, on the table. It's leaving a ton of money on the table. So guys don't usually do it. So Jonathan would be taking a very much a road less traveled here. Meantime, the Warriors, who apparently want to trade Jonathan, they do not want to sign up to him long term, are stating that they have ended sign and trade talks, even though that's probably option A for them. So both sides are essentially saying, oh, yeah, watch this.
Yeah.
Road less traveled. Who do you believe more?
I believe the Warriors more.
You do?
Yes, because when push comes to shove and you get into, what we like to call nut crunching time, where you got to make a decision, you got to Casey Schmidt or get off the pot, as my old man used to say, Dwayne, rest in peace, where you got to make that decision. And I ran a little bit of the potential numbers. If he takes the qualifying offer, 7.9, he's a free agent at the end of the year, and he signs for 5 years and $100 million. Let's just put that out there as a ballpark. That's $107.9 million over 6 years. If he does the 2 years and 45, and then he's a free agent, and he signs for 4 years at $20 million a year, that's 6 years for $125 million. That would be $17 million more at the expense of having to be a Warrior for one extra year. So if you're Kuminga and you want to try and play on the 7.9, it's risky. You have control over your short-term and long-term future, but it's no guarantee that they're going to let you play enough to where you ball out to get the bag you want. The other side of it is you swallow hard, you sign for 2 and 45, and you try like heck to be the best Warrior you can be, knowing full well that they might be looking to trade you anyway.
Well, and don't forget, the 2 and 45 states that it's a 1 plus 1. So it's it's really a 1 for 22 and a half, followed by the Warriors having the right to make it another 1 for 22 and a half, which means it's not like you're leaving. If you take the 7.9, you're not, in effect, leaving $37 million on the table. You're potentially only leaving $13 million on the table.
Right, and that's where I put it out through 6 years of equal free agent deals with different lengths, and you'd be getting $17 million extra if you took the Warriors' 2 year offer, but you'd be sacrificing that measure of control. So right. If the control of your own future, both short term and long term, is that important to you, then you might just bet on yourself. But that is super risky. You better really, really, really want to have that control more than you want to have guaranteed income.
I believe Kuminga more because of what his actual motivation is. His motivation is clear. His motivation is not Warrior wins. His motivation is not even trying to figure out a way to get minutes for the Warriors. His motivation is to leave. And this is the quickest way to do that. And that's why I believe Jonathan Kuminga. Meantime, the Warriors are over here going, we are not going to sign and trade you. And I don't really believe that. And the reason I don't believe that is because the idea that the Warriors would, in effect, welcome an angry Jonathan Kuminga back into the locker room this year, I think is suicide. I think it's seasonal suicide. And the Warriors cannot have that toxicity in the locker room. And so I don't believe that they'll actually do that when push comes to shove. If there is an offer on the table, if they truly believe that Jonathan is about to play on the QO, maybe one of those offers gets a little sweeter. And again, I'm not saying maybe both of them, I believe to a certain degree, but I believe Jonathan more.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. And I just looked and they actually can't send him to the G League. You can only send players with 3 years of experience or less to the G League. Yeah. So if they have to have him come back on the qualifying offer, and if things aren't fitting or he's not going to be happy with the situation, there are ways you can go about just, not playing him and have him not be around. And, that would be uncomfortable and untenable for both sides. But I think especially for Jonathan Kuminga, who wants to, if he has to play there, he wants to play to where he can boost his value.
If you don't know our new game, Higher or Lower, you're about to mess around and find out, because we're going to give you another version of it, a Dibs birthday version of it coming up next. We're sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil. Check your tires, battery, and fluids before you head down the coast or even over the Golden Gate. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com. This is Willard and Dibs.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Let's just let everybody know. First of all, happy birthday, dude.
Thank you, brother. Once
and for all. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. It is a happy birthday.
We haven't mentioned this yet. And if you're watching on YouTube throughout the last couple of days, you might have seen this. There are moments where you might see Dibs and I looking at the TV and absolutely fist pumping and losing our minds. And it is because of what is taking place at Olympic Club. With the U.S. amateur, and the fact that right here from inside his hometown, a young man named Niall Shields Donegan, who grew up in Mill Valley and actually was a teammate with my son for 2 years on the Tam High golf team. Niall is 2 years older. He's now a golfer at Northwestern. And he
transferred to North Carolina.
He just transferred. Okay, yep. I didn't know that.
Shout out the portal.
He is. I mean, we've known obviously for a number of years. Phenomenal, phenomenal player. But you never know where it's going to go when they kind of get up to the next level. And he is into the USAM, which is a daily match play tournament. And he is on a run. He is on an unbelievable run. And they just went to extra holes. And on the first extra hole, the 19th hole, Niall wins it with a par over his competitor who bogeyed. Niall is into the final four.
Semifinals,
yeah. Of the freaking USAM, which is absolutely it's huge.
This week started with 303 players. But the whole thing started with about 12,000 players,
right,
including a friend of mine who made it one step short of this. And then this was 300 and something players. Now we're down to four, and he's one of them.
I mean, I've watched this kid play over at Mill Valley 9 100 times, and he is being mobbed right now by half of Marin County, it looks. It looks like a bunch of his teammates and whatnot are there with him. Hugs, celebration, into the Final Four, into the weekend. Congratulations to the young man. He's a great kid. And it just huge. What an unbelievable accomplishment.
Yeah, and especially today, he was down almost the whole way, yep, and fought back and won an extra hole. So these are some of the awesome things that you get to follow when you're a sports fan.
Yep, but bigger news, it's Dibs' 57th birthday.
Yep.
Let's play Higher or Lower, dude. Let's do it.
And today, and for those of you new to the bit, which is everyone because it's only the second time doing it, we give out a number. In this case, I do. And I'll give you 10 different items. Grandy, Lucas, and Willard will all guess if that thing, that item, is higher or lower than number of the day, and the number today is 57, because I turned 57 today, so we're going to play higher or lower 57. Lucas, are you ready?
Sure.
Grandy?
Absolutely.
Willard?
Okay.
We're going to start with the champ, the defending champ, Mark Grandy, today as we play higher or lower. And again, the number is 57. Item number one, Tom Brady career playoff games played. Higher or lower?
Played. I'll go higher.
Lucas?
Lower.
Willard?
Playoff games played.
Tommy Brady?
Lower.
It is lower.
Yes.
Willard and Lucas get the point.
Dang.
How many was it?
48.
Not okay. Even close, Grandy. Yeah. What an idiot.
Number two, we go to Lucas. Oh. Giancarlo Stanton, season high in home runs. Higher or lower, 57, Lucas?
Good line. Lower.
Willard?
Higher.
Grandy?
Lower.
It is higher, 59.
Yeah! Nice.
Anybody but Grandy.
That's a lead.
Number three, we go to Willard. A higher or lower 57. Mountain peaks higher than 14,000 feet in the United States.
Wait, mountain peaks higher than
14,000 feet in the U.S.
I have no frame of reference. I don't even know
what
that
means. Do you know what a mountain is?
I do, but 14,000 feet.
Mount Tam is 3,000 feet.
Okay, thank you for
Mount
that frame
Diablo
of reference.
Is 3,900 feet.
Got it, okay.
How many in the U.S. are higher than 14,000 feet? Higher or lower, 57?
I'll go lower.
Grandy?
I'll go higher.
Lucas?
Lower.
Grandy gets the point.
No!
I'm back in it!
96.
Wow.
Mountain peaks. Wow. Some mountains have multiple peaks that are higher than that. Number four, Grandy.
That's not fair.
Men's Grand Slam singles titles by American men in the open era. Higher or lower, 57?
By American men. Oh,
what is the open era?
For 1968.
Okay, thank you.
I'll go higher.
Lucas?
Can you say the clue one more time, please?
Men's Grand Slam singles titles by American men since 1968.
Lower.
Lower.
It is lower.
Yes, sir.
Willard 3, Lucas 2. Grandy 1, we go to Lucas.
Grandy's a tennis expert.
He's the defending champ. Lucas, this is for you.
Hey.
Higher or lower, 57. Lindsey Vonn career World Cup ski race victories.
Higher.
Willard?
God, I have no idea. So, sure, higher.
And Grandy?
Lower.
It is higher, 82.
Yes, sir.
Come
yes,
on!
Sir.
4-3
it's
to one.
It's a blowout.
We start with Willard. You're up 4-3.
No, but on Grandy.
Yeah, but
just on Grant. Okay. He's getting blown out.
We go to Willard, and this is a great one for you, Willard, to lead off. Higher or lower, 57. Total number of weeks that elapsed between my firing and my rehiring by 95-7 the game. Higher or lower, 57
Wait,
weeks.
Total number of weeks that elapsed between your firing.
And my rehiring.
And your rehiring. I know that you and Steiny and Goo did 52 weeks, but that's different. That's
different.
A different question.
Yep.
Total number of weeks through.
Higher or lower, 57.
I'll go lower.
Grandy?
I have to chase. I'm going higher.
Lucas?
I should go opposite Willard, but I think it's around 53, so I'm going lower.
It is lower.
Yes, yeah. Sir!
51.
Ah.
I've referenced it many times. Yeah. My 51-week unpaid vacation.
Grandy's like the Giants. He's out of it.
5-4-1. Grandy's going to go out.
I couldn't chase it. I had to go opposite. Yeah. I'm just chasing.
Yeah.
Christian Cost now appearing for Grandy. Next up, higher or lower, 57, Rafael Devers strikeouts as a Giant. Higher or lower, 57, Grandy.
Feels like a...
I'll go higher.
Lucas?
How many games has he played?
I can't tell you that yet.
Where am I? Higher.
I'll also go higher. It feels like 1,000.
It's just shy of 1,000. It's a 63.
Yeah, that's
in
higher.
49 games.
Wow.
So points for everyone, 6-5-2. We go to Lucas.
6-5-2 means that, wait. So, but
you're up 6-5.
What round is this?
This will be round 8.
Eight, okay.
Yep. And we go to Lucas.
So Grandy has been eliminated.
Willard has six?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. You're out.
Lucas, higher or lower?
I know I'm out.
Higher or lower 57, Lucas. Career free throws made by Kevon Looney in the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did not expect the playoffs.
Hashtag random.
That's you're about fun. To hit an easy over.
Hashtag random.
Hmm.
Higher or lower 57?
Higher.
I'll also go higher.
Grandy?
Lower.
Yeah, lower. 56.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, wow.
56.
Okay.
Number nine. So we start with Willard, I believe.
Oh, yep. That sounds
and then
right.
We'll, whoever's in the lead after this, we'll
right,
start there.
Right, right, right.
Willard, higher or lower 57. Kyle Juszczyk, career carries as a Niner. Higher or lower 57.
Oh,
that's a fun one.
Higher or lower than 57 career. I'll go lower.
Grandy?
I'll go higher.
Lucas?
I'm going higher.
Can you take me higher?
Oh,
ball game.
Wow.
60 is the answer.
Okay, so Lucas and I are tied.
Right.
This is fun.
We'll start with Grandy, and I'd like you two to be honest and write down your answer, and then we'll just go to you
okay.
simultaneously.
I like that. I like that.
Number 10, higher or lower 57. Grandy, you start. Games in which Wilt Chamberlain scored at least 57 points.
Higher.
All right, they're writing down.
So you need what from us?
Higher
an
or
answer.
Lower? Yes.
We're going to need an answer.
Answer at the same time.
It's yeah. the honor system.
Well, no, I already wrote it down. So like, I'm going to literally show dibs what I wrote
right.
down.
Lucas, higher or lower 57?
Higher.
Well, I wrote down higher as well, so we're going to
I wrote down H.
Yeah.
The answer is lower.
Oh, shoot. That was
so,
an opportunity.
Luckily, we have a tiebreaker
tie
question.
Tiebreaker system. Oh. Okay.
The tiebreaker right. question. Closest to the answer gets it. You can go over. How many 50-point games did Wilt have?
How many 50-point games?
Right.
Did wait, what was the last question?
57-point games, and he,
oh,
had, he had 49 of those.
Okay, all right, all right. Okay, Lucas, you want to go first, or you want me to?
You
want to
write it down? That way we don't...
How many 50-point games did Wilt
have?
All right, yeah.
You write, Lucas, you talk.
I wrote my number down. I wrote my number down.
Lucas?
62.
Oh, wow, I wrote 61.
Wow, 118.
Oh!
Lucas Alexander.
It's a box out, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a Kevon Looney.
18.
That's a lot of games between 50 and 57.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Good Lord.
And the one year when he averaged 50, he had like 50-something of those games. Anyway.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, congrats, Lucas. You're
congrats,
the new champ.
Lucas.
Thanks, Grandy. How's my dust taste?
Super. Grandy, what are you doing here in this hour?
I don't know. All right. Probably the crossover.
Something's coming up in the game.
Guys, thanks for making my birthday so fun.
Dude,
that was awesome.
Birthday.
Thank you, guys.
It's all brought to you by
happy
Fremont
birthday,
Bank.
Dibs.
Here for you. Here for
happy
good.
Birthday, Dibs.
Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
No.
How about Sunday?
No, I'm golfing.
Oh, okay. Monday?
I'm back for a few days.
Yeah, in the saddle again. All right. Enjoy, everybody, and happy birthday, Dibs. For Dibs, for Granny, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.